Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. Joining us today is Kenneth Park. Kenneth is founder and CEO of Detox Water, which he founded in 2012 while attending Babson College. Prior to founding Detox Water, or as it was known at the time, Superleaf, he was in the equity research department for UBS Investment Bank in South Korea, and he was also founder of Vision Lab Studios and co-founder of BioWellness.com. Kenneth, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So, Kenneth, I've had the product, and I'll take my brief moment to give it a commercial and sing its praises. We'll talk a lot about some of the health benefits that I don't particularly know, but I can tell you that it's wonderfully tasting. It was at, I think it was Expo West, and it just so happened to be that Chef's Best and Detox Water were within proximity. Mm-hmm. Someone was kind enough there to give some of the Chef's Best team a lot of samples, and it was the mango one. And
oh yes,
I literally could not drink enough of it. It is about as refreshing a drink as one could imagine. Again, health benefits aside, I just couldn't get over the taste. So on that level, congratulations.
Thank you. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's just really, really good. So let's go all the way back. Maybe we go back to Babson. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I know that Babson has kind of their famous entrepreneurial kind of MBA. I don't know if you found it as part of that program. So fill us in on that. But take mm-hmm. us back, you know, somewhere around probably 2011, 2012, and how you mm-hmm. Started Detox Water and why you went about it.
Definitely. So around 2011, 2012, I was attending Babson College, as you mentioned. I was actually previously, this is not on my resume, I was a concert producer, promoter, doing a lot of nightlife and just throwing a lot of parties. And that the parties turned into the concerts and the concerts turned into tours. But I was doing that mainly in New York and overseas in Asia, and with that came a lot of drinking and a lot of flying and irregular schedules, regular eating, and so I was just at campus just having a terrible day with like massive stomach aches. Like I grew up having like a pretty sensitive stomach because of my mom, so I guess I could take it back to this company being founded. It was definitely mother inspired. I grew up in New Jersey drinking aloe smoothies for breakfast. So growing up in New Jersey, I thought for some weird reason that aloe was like a normal thing to ingest. Clearly it was not. When I shared it with my suite mates, they were all like, oh my God, this kid is crazy. He's eating aloe. But we had plants in the backyard. We had like aloe filet gel, like in Tupperware in the fridge. I'd walk into the living room and my mom would have like aloe and cucumber on her face. Like it was like a normal thing, so what happened was after, you know, so many concerts and whatnot, I was thinking, maybe do a hangover cure or something to help my stomach or the way that I felt. So instead of creating my own formula from the get-go and spending tons of money up front, especially since I had no experience in the food and beverage industry, I decided to private label a pretty popular Asian aloe drink with usually has pulp in it. It's in a green PET plastic bottle. I just imported a few containers. And private labeled it, called it Superleaf Organic Aloe Juice, and had a warehouse in New Jersey and would lug 40 to 50 cases in my SUV, drive 4 hours down to Boston, and sell it on campus, literally out of my dorm room. I would have a pallet drop in the living room and just a sign-up sheet on the door, and you just put your name down, how many cases, and I would prefer cash, just slip it under the door. And I ended up moving a few truckloads.
Wow.
I guess during my junior to senior year, that's when I was like, okay. During my senior year, that's when I was really moving pallets at a time. I was talking to distributors. And I saw the same drink that I was private labeling on the shelves, but I was pricing it higher. I think I just had better packaging. So the buyers were receptive. And from there, that's when I knew, I think it was probably midway through my senior year, I was like, when I graduate, I'm probably going to do this full time. And I don't want to be an import business. So I'll make sure that I develop my own formula, produce it in the United States. And yeah, and that's kind of how Detox Water was founded.
Wow. So, you know, a little bit of initiative, kind of seeing an opportunity. And, you know, I think you probably agree you're a little bit fortunate that there was an opportunity to import it and private label it rather than need to, you know, start completely from scratch. So you're able to build the business, get your feet under you, and then, you know, tackle what can be one of the more challenging parts of it, which is, you know, the manufacturing of it. In addition to how it's refreshing, there's a lot of health benefits here. So I'd like to kind of walk through that a little bit. Because I would say, as you suggested, that, you know, the concept of drinking of aloe is new, right? I mean, I would say The only thing I knew about aloe growing up was it was, you know, in moisturizers. And
topicals.
I can kind of remember in topicals. So, I'll go through kind of the quick claims that you have here. They're, as you say, are clinically proven on your website, which is digestive health, nutrient absorption, skin elasticity, and immunity health. Let's walk through kind of each one of those. Any kind of anecdotal stories too are always nice to hear, but and whether or not the word prebiotic, which I'm not familiar with that word, and we know probiotic, I don't know prebiotic. So walk us through a little bit of kind of the health benefits.
Sure. So aloe vera and as a whole, there's different species, but the one that that's popular in the species that we ingest is called Aloe barbadensis miller. It has a ton of health benefits, especially as a major anti-inflammatory for digestive health. Basically, you mentioned prebiotic, probiotic. So you understand what a probiotic is. It's the actual bacteria that that lives in your gut and improves, that fights to improve your digestive health. Prebiotic is basically the same thing, but before. So instead of injecting it's not the actual bacteria that's in your gut, but it helps stimulate your own immune system and your own body's ability to fight the same bacteria. Yeah. So it's great for your digestive health, improving skin elasticity. We, you know, partnered with one of the largest aloe companies in the world, the largest aloe farmers and manufacturers, AloeCorp. And, you know, they've been an amazing strategic partner. But we have over 700 clinical studies just shown. They were done in California and overseas in Asia. And just the improvement of, you know, skin elasticity is just a fancy way to say to improve, you know, I would say maybe even wrinkles. But these are, you know, sensitive terms, so we have to be sensitive to that.
Sure.
And not a lot of people know the reason why we mentioned improving your immune health is because 70% of your immune cells actually live in your stomach. So if you're improving your digestive health, your GI tract, then that in turn is you're ultimately improving your overall immune health. Yeah.
And so just how often do you drink aloe?
It's every day. It's literally every day. But I'd like to drink it in the morning, especially, you know, if I'm going to eat a heavy breakfast or something, especially, always, I love spicy food. So always before a meal with any sort of spicy food, and I'm not talking about just regular hot sauce, but, you know, just like ghost pepper or something, I'll take a shot of aloe right before. It's also great for, you know, before you drink. So the way that I view ingesting aloe is like, in my head, I'm visualizing aloe coating my stomach before I destroy it. That's kind of the way that I treat aloe.
Sure. We have to live life and have some fun. Right. I'm curious as to how much aloe is needed for an effect. I'm certainly not trying to pry into your proprietary blend here, but that said, I'm looking at, okay, you have a 16-ounce bottle. Is there an eyedrop of, a milliliter of aloe, or is this, 60% aloe? Like,
that's a great question.
If I had no idea about aloe, which I don't, like, how much do I need to consume to? And I suppose you need to do it on a regular basis too, but walk me through that.
It should be on a regular basis. It's not like, you drink one and you notice something immediately. It's not like that effective as if like a pharmaceutical drug. But in each bottle of detox water, there's 350 milligrams. That translates to 2.3 fluid ounces of 100% aloe juice.
Okay.
So that's like taking just over a shot of pure aloe juice. That's an effective dose. I would say actually even 300 milligrams, so around, two fluid ounces is a solid dose to take at a time. You can't actually overdose on aloe. So through the process of manufacturing and creating aloe as a food ingredient, we take out all of the aloin, which is known as the aloe latex. That's like what you see or read about online about the controversy of ingesting aloe. That's the part that acts as a laxative. That 100% of that is taken out in the manufacturing process. So you can't overdose. You could drink cupfuls of it and you'll be fine. But I would say 300 milligrams is a solid dose. So one bottle of detox water has 350 milligrams. You drink one bottle, that would be considered a healthy dose of aloe.
Got it. And when you went to market, I don't know, but I'm going to presume that there wasn't the prevalence of aloe water as there is now. Not that it's a saturated market, but you see it out there, particularly at the Whole Foods and other more natural markets. When 99% of the public, when they hear aloe, they think of a topical. Have you had a challenge overcoming that, decades or centuries of perception, at least in Western culture, at least here?
Of course.
Have you had a challenge overcoming that, and how have you managed to do so?
Definitely. It's still a challenge. We do a lot of demos, a lot of sampling events, a lot of pop-up events, sponsorships, a lot of just experiential marketing type situations where we're face-to-face with the consumer because we have to do a lot of education. The great thing about detox water is we made sure that every flavor, at least it tasted good. I didn't want to, I could have easily come out with a line of aloe juice that was bitter. Aloe is very bitter. But I knew that the first part would be to, you've never tried aloe before in your life and you drink it. You're like, wow, I tried the mango flavor. It tastes amazing. What's in it? Now we can have a conversation about what the benefits are. So I think the thing that we have on our side is the taste and the actual quality of the product. So you're able to sample it, you try it, throw it back, and then you're like, okay, so what's in here? To answer your question, it's a constant education battle with the consumer. We're always trying to educate. We're doing a lot of digital marketing these days. And it's going to, we're hoping to continue to do it. I mean, we love sharing the stories and health benefits of, around it. So I would say it's, I wouldn't say that it's a struggle, but it's just a necessity for us.
Sure, sure. And where can folks get it? I know you have, your website is detoxwater.com and people can follow you at Instagram at Drink Detox and
That's
Facebook
right.
is Detox Water. They can purchase online, but where else can they find it?
They can find it on Amazon and then for retail, we're in a bunch of retailers nationwide. I would say for a conventional grocery, some of the main ones would be Kroger, Ralph's, QFC, King Super, HEB, Hy-Vee, Gelson's, Wegmans. And then for some of the natural grocery, I would say like Dave's Marketplace, Earth Fair, Mom's. And then actually at the end of the month or starting December 1st, we should be in over 4,000 CVS locations nationwide. So at your local CVS.
Congratulations on that. So I have a rule, which is that anytime we have an entrepreneur on, we'd like to educate the audience about, you know, what you have learned. So let me ask it this way. What do you wish you had known or done in 2012 as you look back through your years of success? What do you wish you had known or done, you know, a little bit earlier as you were, you know, starting up?
Sure. I love and hate this question because I have a few. I have a few, but the one that I would say right now is I actually wish, I know this could come off a little aggressive, but I wish that I stuck to my own gut and trusted myself as an entrepreneur, even though despite the lack of experience, especially when you're trying to build a company, you're the only one that sees that vision as clear as you do. And, you know, some people try to write business plans. I actually did. Some people don't. They take notes and, you know, maybe have a PowerPoint or a list of goals for themselves. But yeah, I would say my one thing that I would tell myself is just listen to yourself more than others. Because early on, what I thought was the right thing to do was talk to a lot of industry experts, you know, and they give you some great advice, don't get me wrong, but they also will sway you to a certain, you know, just a state of mind or I'm trying to think of an example that's not too specific, but yeah, I wish I told myself to just that I know what I'm doing, listen to you know, some industry experts and get their feedback, but don't make your decision based on what they have to say, because it'll only slow you down. Because at the end of the day, what happened in my case is we worked with certain people and got the advice of some industry experts to do this and that, and at the end of the day, like we tried it. It didn't work out. We scrapped it and I went my own way and nobody told me to do it this way, but I did it. Yeah.
Good. For
I hope that came out more clear than I explained it.
No, it did. I think anyone listening right now, you're certainly a positive person. There's no question about that, but you know, everyone's an expert, right? And expertise by definition is status quo a little bit, right?
Right.
And I would suggest anyone that's in a, you know, a relationship or married or whatnot knows that, you know, expertise or advice is a little bit inherently naysayerish, right? It's like, if you take something and show it to someone and say, you know, tell me what you think about this, or the tendency is for someone to lean on their experience to kind of point out why something's wrong or might not work, especially a fast. And it sounds like you've done a great job of mining individuals for what can help you. It sounds like you might have, you know, just a learning. I don't want to say regret because you're experiencing success, but a learning that, you know, just because someone has 20 years experience in food and beverage doesn't necessarily mean they know or have the vision for what can be successful in the future.
Right.
So that's the way I interpret it. And I think that's wonderful advice for you to pass on to anyone. So,
thank you.
Great. So, what's next for Detox Water? I mean, you've got, I believe more flavors than what I recall when I experienced it a few years ago. So I'm sure there's more flavors out there, though you have quite a suite of them now, expanded distribution as well. But without giving away too much, what's next?
Yeah, so we actually just recently launched Verilixir, which is a pure aloe juice shot. So it's like a 50 milliliter little shot of pure aloe juice. It has over 1,000 milligrams per bottle. So it's like equivalent to drinking more than 3 bottles of detox water. This is the thing that I was talking about where I take a shot of aloe right before I eat. So we're very excited about Verilixir, and we have a few other product lines in the works. This is going back to my advice. I've always been told to just focus on one and, you know, nurture this baby and then go on to the other. But we're just really excited, and we're just seeing a lot of, we're just developing and innovating, creating products based on consumer feedback. So we just want to create what we're being asked every day. So Verilixir was one of them. They just, we had a ton of consumers and customers ask us, email us saying, can we get detox water in its purest form? Can you just supply the aloe? So there it is. We have Verilixir out right now. You can get it on our website, detoxwater.com. Oh, it's also on Amazon Prime.
That's good to know as well. And it looks like people can subscribe as well, so they can maintain this as part of their regular diet. We'll keep charging ahead, Kenneth. I'm getting thirsty thinking about, I can literally recall what that Mangalo tasted like. And this is,
I'm going to send you some Mangalo and some of the new flavors. You got to try the Crypto Kiwi. It's a kiwi cucumber, kind of tastes like a honeydew. It's very refreshing.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your success, and you know, keep charging ahead. And it's wonderful to hear, you know, I think still a relatively young entrepreneur like yourself, just experiencing great success. And, you know, I think you sleep well at night knowing you're bringing a positive product that can help people to the market as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, the Chef's Best Production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. You can always visit us at chefsbest.com to learn more.